Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Absolutely. Coach Joyce here. We want this to be your best year ever. We want this to be our best year ever. When I say we, I'm talking about coach extraordinaire Beverly Nadler, and I'm a coach, personal and professional success coach, so we really do care. We really do want you to win, and you know what? We want everyone to win. We have loyal listeners around the world. Thank you for being with us today. Listen up how we and others like us can change your life. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. What a show we have today, folks. When you think of Olympic athletes, you think of the best of the best. I'm sure you must know that Olympic athletes all have a coach.
that's the thing they have that chances are you don't have. So you might say, well, on that level, of course they want to have a coach. They want to win the gold medal. Well, today is about you winning the gold medal. Today is about you being the best that you can be. And we're going to explain, when I say we, we're talking about a reprogramming coach, Beverly Nadler, who you know as your health guru, with her Here's to Your Health segments each and every Thursday. But what you may not know about her, that she's as good at being a reprogramming coach as she is about being a researcher, an author, a poet, and not the least of which is my best friend. So without further ado, I bring to you the one, the only, Beverly Nadler. Welcome to the show. Happy to share the coaching spotlight with you, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, and this is such an important thing. You know, you're talking about how important it is for athletes. They wouldn't dream of actually expecting to win anything if they didn't have a coach. Acting coaches, music coaches, coaches for anything that people want to excel at, because someone from the outside who is trained in understanding the specifics of whatever it is you want and are looking for are there to help you, are there to inspire you, are there to motivate you, and are there to kind of keep you going, and because you have someone that you're also going to report to, in a sense, that you feel you want to do your best when you have a coach. A coach can also be a teacher, can also be your mentor. It's such an important thing for having the kind of life you want to have.
I want to share my definition of the professional coach. Your partner in achieving business and personal goals, your champion during a turnaround, your trainer in communication and life skills, your sounding board when making choices, your motivator when strong actions are called for, your unconditional support when you take a hit, your mentor in personal development, your co-designer when developing an extraordinary project, your beacon during stormy times, your wake-up call when you don't hear your own. And most importantly, your coach is your partner in supporting you in having all of what matters most to you personally and professionally. So that kind of encompasses it from the point of view of the success coach, the life coach. There's so many, like Beverly mentioned, the music coach, the acting coach. I'm willing to bet that many of you have never even heard of a reprogramming coach. I never heard of it until I met up with Beverly Nadler, who taught me all about that. So, Beverly, why don't you explain, what is a reprogramming coach?
I will explain that, but first I just want to reiterate what you said about what a coach is, because that was an extraordinary explanation and description of all the things that that person can be in your life. So that was wonderful. Reprogramming, I guess, is a little different than what we normally think about. It's when someone is doing what they believe they should be doing. They have taken courses, perhaps. They have looked into the way to accomplish what they want, whether what they want to accomplish has to do with their health, with monetary goals, with relationships, various different things, and it's not happening. And they suspect that there may be an underlying cause that they're not aware of. And that underlying cause would be connected to what is going on, not at the conscious level, but at the subconscious level. There are perhaps past traumas, perhaps occasions or situations or things that occurred in their life that has caused them not to believe in, on a conscious level even, what they want, to not expect to get what they want, or if they think they expect it, something is blocking them. They're not sure what, and they get a sense that it's happening below the level of their conscious awareness. And this is when people will contact me. They will say, I don't know, I do my best at this. I have following the different instructions. I have taken courses and things. I'm studying, but I don't have the results that I want. And I can just give you a couple of quick examples, not the outcome at this point, just what type of people I've worked with. One person who could never hold a job, no matter what she did, a brilliant, intelligent person. Another who was a wonderful opera singer, but he could not do auditions, and so he did not get the roles he wanted. These are just two of the people. A third that I'll mention is someone who knew she had something distressing her from her childhood, early childhood, could not figure out what it was. She was constantly upset, and we were able to uncover it. So what I help people do is uncover what it is that's blocking them from being able to accomplish what they want. And whether it's emotional stuff, very often it is emotions that need to be cleared, or it's old traumas, or things they have forgotten, or even things they remember but didn't realize the effect it had upon them. We clear that, and then they are able to move on. That's the basis of the work that I do.
I have a couple of questions about the work you do. One is, can you work with people over the phone? We have a national, actually, we have a worldwide audience. So can you work with people over the phone?
That is the only work, only way that I work in the last 10, 15 years is over the phone. And you know what? It's actually more effective because people are very clear. When they know they're on the phone, they're very clear on what it is that they're looking for, what they want, and very clear on what they understand about what I'm telling them and able to do, because we have certain processes, they're able to do them from the instructions that I give them on the phone. So the answer,
all right,
of course,
next question.
Yes.
Next question is, I've been with you, and you've done a tapping technique. So that's why I asked over the phone. So are you saying, given you can't do the tapping technique over the phone, do you tell them how to do it? Is that what you're guiding them through? Or are there other options as well to work with them over the phone?
I guide them. If we use that technique, I have several techniques. That is one of them. That one you're familiar with because it's in my book, because people do not need me to check certain things that for them to do that if they want to do it on their own. But I have other techniques. They're all clearly explained, and people do them, and the success that they have is remarkable, because when you uncover what's blocking you, and then, of course, what I didn't say is we program in what it is that they actually want to accomplish once we release the negatives that are disturbing them. So, yeah, all the techniques are able to be done on the phone.
Okay. And I would imagine you get most of your clients from referrals because you're that good and people want to let people know about you.
I get a good portion of my referrals, yes. Also, the last few years I've taken only a limited number of clients, and I always make sure before I work with anyone that they are the right person. I'm the right person for them. They're the right person for me. I don't want to waste anyone's time or money. So I make sure that they are ready to do this kind of work and that it is what they actually need, because sometimes it's not what they need, in which case I will refer them out to another coach like you. But when it is what they need, nothing else is going to work until they clear out the negatives that are blocking them.
Okay. And next question is, have you ever had sessions with a client where you felt that they couldn't handle something you wanted them to do?
Not really. That's what I say when I check with people before I find out exactly, as a questionnaire they complete, to find out what their issues are and what their emotional state is. I also check their astrological profile so that I have a good sense of their personality and the kind of things that are disturbing to them, the kinds of areas that are negative for them. So I have a good sense of the person I'm working with. And if I find that someone tells me, you know, well, this is too difficult or this is what happened, and we backtrack. I'm extremely flexible. I did work with one person who actually had what he considered a distressful response, which was very surprising to me. And the distressful response, he actually had an asthmatic attack because his body was telling him that he needed to clear something, and it came in that form. And by probing, and I probe very gently, don't want to offend anyone or hurt them, we found out what his issue was, and believe it or not, the issue was about forgiveness. And when we were able to uncover that, his asthma, which had been bothering him for years, cleared up.
Very, very interesting indeed. Folks, that was Beverly Nadler, reprogramming coach extraordinaire. And again, I want to remind you that Beverly Nadler is our health guru. Each and every Thursday, here's to your health. And we cover emotional, physical, mental, spiritual issues on her shows, as you can see. And today's show is all about coaching, because it can absolutely make a profound difference in your life. Beverly has so many talents. She said she is the author of a book called Vibrational Harmony. I don't know if we mentioned that, which you can purchase on Amazon and in her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Her poems are absolutely phenomenal. I always ask her to share one with each show. But listen up, folks. In her own words, to verify how great she is as a poet and a creator, here's her original poem on why you should be listening to this show every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And you'll see about the kind of seminars I give, what I work with people on, the kind of coaching I do. All that's in my website, Joyce Barry, Barrie.com. And you, by going to the homepage of Joyce Barry and Friends.com, you will have the option of right under my picture, clicking on that. And in doing so, you will get an email every day about every show, every guest, every topic. So you might want to do that so you don't miss out on any of our shows. We have only a handful of regulars. Beverly's the only one that has a weekly show. World-renowned psychic Peter Marks has a monthly show. A couple of others, my favorite authors and business leaders, have a monthly show. And it's always a different day of the month, so you don't want to miss any of those. I just want to say, in going to my website, not only will you see all that I coach people on, the different topics, but you'll hear incredible celebrity endorsements like the ones I'm sharing with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson. If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach. Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, send that email and put coaching in the subject line. I always like to know the show that motivated people to connect with me. And simply by doing that, I will offer you a free coaching session so that you can see if coaching is something you want to engage in. So it'll be my pleasure to do that just for sending that email. Be sure to put your name, phone number, best time to reach you in the text of the email, and I will be happy to connect with you at my earliest convenience. I just want to say also that I've been coaching for decades, literally. I'm a master coach, and by that I mean that I coach other coaches. And I will say that the smartest people do have a coach, like the Olympic athletes that have a coach. So people that know there's always the next thing to learn, the next thing to find out about, the next thing to figure out to get outside the box. So I encourage you, send me that email, get that free session, and look into the different kinds of coaching so you see the right one for you. And Beverly's absolutely right when she says she will interview people to see if they're the right fit for her to coach and that they feel the same about her. I totally agree. It is a partnership. It's always a partnership. And in the coaching, I make sure that any assignment I give people, it's something they want to do, they're willing to do, because once they say yes, I'll take it on, then I hold them accountable for that. Beverly, how long would you say, on average, you're coaching someone to reprogramming something? How many sessions is the typical? And I know that everyone is different.
I usually like to start people with 8 to 10 sessions, and the reason for that is because almost everything that we have, the patterns and the programs that we're trying to literally release, have been with them generally for years, and we need to not just say it's going to disappear in one. That's an illusion. It's like people going to a seminar and then coming out and saying, okay, that's the last seminar you'll ever need. And then 2 weeks later, they get another message from the same person who says, now take this seminar, and this is the next level, and that's the, which is true. It's not something you undo in one session. And in 10 sessions, we can generally tell where to go from there. Are we going to work on the same thing because we haven't gotten enough? Are we going to work on different areas? Depends on what the person is looking for. I have had some people have things that they wanted changed in a very short time that did change. And then they decided, hey, this is for me. I want to continue to just work on things. And they will continue, and they'll take, you know, groups of sessions, and some people will be with me literally for years. And in years, I'm saying they'll come back, let's say, in a month, in 2 months, 3 months, for a, let's say, a checkup, a tune-up, to release programs and patterns, because they get stuck within us. Just life has a lot of difficulties and stresses, and I help them with that. I'm also a very, very helpful in helping people deal with stress, of course, which is something we all have. And it to a different response is actually a reprogramming response. What we're doing is retraining the brain, literally retraining people's brains. So, you know, I'd like to answer that and say, well, people only need this or that. It totally depends on what's happening and where the person wants to go. I had one client who wanted to evolve in his spiritual life, so to speak, and there were a lot of things, a lot of anger, frustrations, lack of forgiveness, ingratitude, things that we had to release in order for him to make that journey spiritually and evolve in consciousness, because that's what he wanted.
And in the other domain about success coaching, where that's all different, coaches motivate people to set and then reach higher goals. Coaches motivate their clients to do more than they would have done on their own. You might say that your best friend is your coach. However, is your best friend a professional who you will trust to advise you on the most important aspects of your life personally and professionally? Hire a best friend, have a best friend, and hire a coach. That's something I hear a lot. My wife is my coach. My husband is my coach. So I really wanted to make that point, because when you're close to people, of course you go to them for advice. But we're talking here about a whole other level. So let me just share some examples of the success coach, the life coach, what we in that category work on together. Goal setting, starting and completing a project, making important decisions, a vision statement, prioritizing what needs to be done, substantially increasing sales, overcoming obstacles, strengthening communication skills, improving self-confidence and self-esteem, enhancing personal relationships, handling business or personal problems, designing strategies for success, training, developing, and managing staff, new marketing thrusts, setting higher personal standards, strengthening leadership skills, creating financial security, motivating the staff to achieve more, creating team spirit, and as I mentioned before, thinking outside the box. You have set the limits on your own box. You want to break open that box. If you want to keep getting what you're getting, you're going to keep doing what you're doing. So those are the kind of things, as a success coach, very different than a reprogram coach, is what we work on together. And coaching is a very powerful catalyst for people to produce unprecedented and extraordinary results. So if you're ready to break that box wide open, what you might want to do is get a coach. Beverly, what was it for you that you decided you wanted to be that kind of a coach? What happened for you?
What happened for me is the discovery of the many things in my subconscious that were interfering. I did tremendous amount of study on the mind, the brain, what it is that keeps us emotional stuff. That's the areas that I specialize in, and I was able to see that unless I break free of these particular issues and areas, I'm not going to get what I want. My life's not going to be the way that I want. And sometimes, you know, what you want is to accept that there are certain things in life we are not going to change, no matter how much we strategize, no matter how much we work. And what we need to do is learn how to live with certain things. And that was an extremely issue for me. And I went back and worked. I did work with coaches, let me say that. They didn't call themselves coaches. They were people who were very much involved in subconscious programming and patterns. And I began to see how important it was for me, and recognizing that as much as many people are ready for the kind of wonderful coaching that you do, there is a large percentage, a segment of the population that can't do that because they're being held back by the things that are not they're not aware of. And that was what led me to want to do this. Because I was teaching so much. I was teaching about the subconscious mind in many seminars. In fact, most of my seminars were about universal law and the subconscious mind. And people began to ask me, well, can you help me with that? I know that's my issue. And I loved it. I loved seeing the results. I want to give you one example. I mentioned it, but it's such a huge thing. Someone who had taken several of my seminars, and she loved what she was learning, and she was aware there was something wrong. This is the woman that I mentioned, who was very much intelligent, bright, worked hard, but no matter what she did, she just kept getting fired from her jobs, just kept losing her jobs, and she was, to say the least, frustrated. And this particular thing was very quick. She worked with me on other things, but this particular thing happened very quickly. I said, you have a program that is running you, and that program literally says, I cannot keep a job. I said, that is the program that is preventing you. So no matter what happens, something must happen till we free that program. We were able to free her of that particular program in only 4 sessions. That's all she needed to get a job that she stayed with for the next 8 years until she chose to leave.
Wow, that is extraordinary indeed. I'll share one testimonial that is one of my favorites because it's really will touch you if you think outside the box or want to think outside the box. I run sales seminars. The sale begins when the person says no. So I got a phone call on the day before a scheduled seminar in sales that the lady just heard about it. The seminar was going to be all day Sunday. Monday she had an interview for a sales job. She called me, can I still get in? I said, yes. So she came into that seminar, as I said, didn't know anything about it till the day before my seminar. I got her in, and that Monday she had this interview with a major, major company that was looking for a salesperson. It was her dream to be in sales. She never did sales in her life. And who was she competing with? All the people that she was competing with were seasoned salespeople. And folks, I can't make this stuff up. This is really true. So she says, I really want this job. I've always wanted to be in sales. And when I heard about it, the kind of company, the benefits, I really want this job. I said, what do you do now? She said, I work for Mayor Dinkins at the time. That was the New York mayor. I said to her, what is your job there? She said, in research. I do the research, what he needs. I said, all right. And I would say that where my seminars are different than anyone else's, I work with every person. So it isn't just a list of things, writing notes, taking notes. I make sure that when they leave a seminar, that what they came to learn about, they experience. I said, let's role play it. So I said to her, why, I got right to the chase, why would I hire you when you have zero experience in sales? And she couldn't even make up an answer for that kind of thing. And she's a very bright girl, but she had no clue on how to handle that. So I said, how about if you say no experience in sales? My job in research, whenever the mayor asks for something, is to sell him on a particular approach in the research, give my opinion. And when he uses my opinion that I sold him on, he's really, really been impressed. That's how I've been getting promotions and raises, because the voice that I have has really helped him out. So I always have to sell him on what I think, not just hand him in some research. And that is my value. Anyone can look something up and do research. Well, the truth is she got the job and her own mind was blown. When she called me, no one was more surprised than her. I wasn't surprised because when I do a role play, I don't complete the process till I make sure that they got it handled, not just in what they say that they have the words, but in every part of their physicality, that they sell it to themselves first so they believe in what they're sharing, even though that it was so foreign to her. So that's why I do coaching. I when you get a result, it's my result as well. We're in partnership. So now I ask you folks the question, if you are following what we're saying and you could see reasons why you should have a reprogramming coach, how that kind of coaching would and could change your life, or a success coach, and that kind of coaching would or could change your life, when are you going to look into it? When are you going to connect with Beverly, myself, or someone you might know of your own choosing? And if you are thinking to yourself, I do like the idea, I will get to it someday, I wrote this for those of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And speaking of right now might be a good time to go to the website Beverly Nadler, N-A-D, LEOR.com. Go to that website. You'll get so much more information. Beverly, you want to say what they're going to find in that website? Give them a reason to go there.
They're going to find coaching testimonials. They're going to find the classes and seminars that I do. They're going to find information on many of the things that I teach, especially regarding health and nutrition and the mind, all of the things that I teach. It is basically an educational website, but you'll also be able to find out about my book that Joyce told you about, Vibrational Harmony, in which she wrote the foreword, which, of course, you must read before you read the book because it's, well, in her inimitable style, it really sets you forth on that book. And there are other books that I've also written. You can click on any of the links and find out about them. It is, as I said, an educational website. Just as this program is an educational program, and Joyce, you gave me an education. And I want to say I invite people to go to that website, really, and check it out, and it will lead to other websites with more information. But you gave me an education when I listened to what you told that woman about sales. It just reiterated for me and reinforced your brilliance and your thinking outside of the box, because I couldn't imagine what you were going to say. You are a strategist, and you will figure out, let me see, how do we do this? And that works beautifully, and you did an incredible job with that woman. But I'm saying I would never have been able to think about what would I say to someone just the way you did. It was wonderful, as was your poem, and I do want to reiterate that also, folks. Someday doesn't exist. If this appeals to you, as Joyce said, contact her for strategy for reaching your goals, for getting to the next level. Contact me if what's going on for you is I don't know why it's not working, or if you have a feeling that there's something lurking traumatically below the surface. If you want to deal with the things, you want to retrain your brain to think in different ways, to deal with life in different ways, then contact us. And just as Joyce will give you a free session, I will do the same thing to see if this is for you. And I have a question for you, Joyce, because you asked me this question. Do you work with people on the phone?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, all my clients are on the phone as well, all over the country. Yes, absolutely. I want to get back to that woman for a second, because I was so happy when she got that job against all odds, the competition for that job. And what it was, if you say, well, why did they hire her? They were so impressed with her enthusiasm, her energy, how she sold that fact. Of course, it's not just the words. It's not just someone saying the best approach is XYZ. Everything has to be congruous, as Tony Robbins would say. You need congruency. Everything about what you say, how you look, it all has to fit together, and each aspect supports the other. You might say, why do people hire a coach? Again, they feel surrounded by so many bright people. So I want to make this point real clear. You hire a coach because you want more out of life, faster and more easily. You don't want to struggle. You don't want to wallow in self-pity or depression. Rather, the people who work with a coach want to keep moving forward despite any obstacles or setbacks. They create a momentum so results come more easily. Coaches work with clients on many levels in many ways. Every client is supported in developing his or her own personal strategy to accomplish the results, working in partnership with the coach. So I want you to know that every client moves at his or her own pace. Every strategy is individual. Every coaching session is customized to you. What do you want out of it and what you need? And every step of the way, I have my clients agree. In other words, I have never enforced anything on a client. Whatever the suggestion, no matter how right I think it is for them, I always put it in the form of a question. What do you think of doing it this way? I want to say that one of my clients had over-the-top extraordinary results of many, many who did, but a story I like to share is a CPA. And we met every week, and his issue, he was brilliant as a CPA, business accounts, personal accounts, but for years he never asked for a raise. He never raised his rates. He says, I really want more money. I deserve more money. I'm very fearful that if I ask for it, I'll lose the client. I said, you never lose anyone by asking. They may say no, but you will not lose them. So we did a role play every week till he nailed it, 100%, nailed it. And right that week, he went and asked all his clients for a raise, and mostly all of them said, what took you so long? I thought you asked for so little given what you do. They actually said, what took you so long? There wasn't one he lost for sure, and there wasn't one who didn't approve of the raise immediately without any issue whatsoever. So there's another example. He knew he wanted the raise. He knew that was the goal, but he was afraid he'd lose his clients. There is another example. So if we are, Beverly and I, are reaching you in any way to do something about what it is you want, then I go back to the question, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? If not now, when, folks? That is a $64,000 question. If not now, when? So if you want more out of life, ask yourself, if not now, when? I say the year just started. Why not go for it in a big way? Why not get out of that box and do that which you haven't done before? Beverly and I have done some shows at the beginning of the year on your resolutions. Happy New Year. Happy You Year. Make this the You Year. And Beverly talks about, you know, why people can keep their resolutions, don't keep their resolutions. So you want to check that out as well. If you want to hear more of Beverly's shows and her wise words, go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, upper right in the search bar. Type in Beverly Nadler. You'll see her extraordinary shows. Happiness is a Choice on January 12th. You want to hear that. January 11th, this topic was so important, we did two of them. Choose happiness. Voltaire said, I choose happiness because it's good for my health. So think about what you choose. And if this is your year, choose to work with a coach. Get the one where it's the right fit. And believe me, Beverly will know if you're the right fit as I will know it's the right fit. Let me just share one other poem with you at this time, and then we'll go back to Beverly. And that is, if you want to get out of your comfort zone, I wrote this poem to handle those points. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Beverly Nadler, thank you for sharing this important show with me today, because what you do is so very important when people are stuck in their emotional issues. What message would you like to leave our audience with? And then, of course, we'd love to hear another great Beverly Nadler poem.
Well, before I leave my message, I need to say something about you. We never actually know what each other is going to say on a show, and your choice of amazing poetry, all original poems, you always compliment me on mine, but your choice today would so hit the nail on the head, because this is such an important topic and people don't realize it, how important it is to have a coach or a mentor, a trainer, a teacher, an educator, someone to assist them, to support them. And each one of the poems that you chose hit the nail on the head. Exactly. It is time for that, folks. So I needed to say that before I give my closing message, and hopefully people will heed that. My closing message is basically that many people have subconscious programming patterns, emotional distresses, things that have happened, traumas, which need to literally be released before they can go on in their life and do the things they want to accomplish. And it can be in any area. It could be in the area of health or finances or spiritual or your work or relationships, your self-esteem, self-confidence, fears, anger, a lot of negative emotional things that people have literally stop them from being able to move ahead because of some other things that we teach in other shows called vibrational harmony. The negatives interfere with their ability to get what they want. So this is an important show, an extremely important what we're telling you. And for those who need the strategies, and Joyce is a master, as she has proven by just these examples, please take heed of what we're saying.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of that. Beverly Nadler, what is your poem for today?
Oh, have you done a lot of things to change your life and you? but still your important goals haven't come true? Have you followed free advice about how to reach the top, but it got so confusing that you just had to stop? Are you wondering if the success you seek is only an illusion, or if your expectations are only a delusion? Do you often meditate or pray, try to take action every day, hoping success will come and stay, but negative thoughts and feelings get in the way? Yes, you've done so many things others say they do, and maybe they work for them, but they don't work for you. Are you losing your confidence and your self-esteem in your frustrating efforts to achieve your dream? Have you considered it's time for a new approach? Well, don't give up. Instead, hire the right coach.
Oh, Beverly Nadler, there isn't a poem you have that isn't an ace. There isn't a show you do that doesn't make a huge difference. And I have to say, in my life as well. So thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being a great poet and author. Thank you for having a phenomenal daughter. Well, you have more than one, but I only know one, which is Dr. Denise, a.k.a. Ariana, and her extraordinary songs. I just love the Nadler family. So just know how much you are appreciated.
Oh, Joyce, thank you. And my feeling is the same. It is a mutual admiration society, which may sound like a cliche, but it's really true. I appreciate you for so many things. And one of them, of course, is the opportunity to share with you each week the things that are close to my heart that I want to share with others in the hopes that life for them will be easier and better and healthier and happier, because everything that we and people, we're energy fields, and we vibrate our energy, and the better we feel and the healthier we are and the happier we are, we're actually affecting the entire universe. I know that sounds crazy, but it's really true. Who you are, what you do, what you make of your life means something, not just to you. It means something to the entire universe because of the energy.
I want to take a moment, Beverly. We're running out of time, but I really wanted to take a moment of letting people hear a little bit of a song, an original song by Ariana, a.k.a. Dr. Denise Nadler, Dreams Don't Die. And then I'll show you why I'm sharing that with you today. So just a moment or two, because we really are running out of time. To share that at this time, dreams don't die, they don't die, and they won't be apart, but why not have your dreams come true and have them come true now? Get outside that box and get the assistance of a professional coach that can help you move forward with your dreams. So I wanted to share that and Dr. Denise, a.k.a. Ariana, with the voice of an angel. I love sharing it for whatever reason. So my final message is today, go check out what it is to have a coach. It won't cost you anything to just make the inquiry, find out what it costs, how it works. Do call Beverly or myself, either one, or send us an email. Beverly Nadler, what is it, at yahoo.com?
No, it's at my website. It's Beverly@BeverlyNadler.com.
Beverly@BeverlyNadler.com, JoyceBarry.com, my website, and CoachJoyceBarry@AOL.com. So do that. Check it out and have this be your year. And I want to close with my personal prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. That is my special prayer for all of you. And the message I want to leave you with, folks, go out and make someone happy today. And we want to make you happy today and every day. We invite you to sing along with us, laugh along with us, dance along with us, and you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and friends.